Blog
Hello and welcome
Radio.
To Success or Failure.
It's time for the Success or Failure Show with Tom and Terry. This is where you find insight into best practices for a more successful business. Here are the hosts of the show, Tom Legering and Terry Munther.
Hello and welcome to Success or Failure with Tom and Terry. I'm Dr. Terry Munther, along with author and entrepreneur Tom Legering. Each month we get together on this program to discuss and share ideas for meeting personal and financial goals and improving the quality of our lives. We'll talk about the tried and true concepts found in his book, Success or Failure, The Choice is Yours, and we'll hear from business partners and guests about their projects, success stories, and how they're finding their path to a happy, healthy, and successful life. We hope you'll join in the conversation by calling or emailing us with your thoughts and comments. You can contact us at blogtalkradio.com/boomerandbabe. Or www.successorfailure.org. So once again, welcome. You can also call us at 1-917-388-4162. So let's get started. Tom, I'm going to turn it over to you. We haven't talked much over the last month. We've both been busy.
Well, I understand that you have a new career, too. So do you want to kind of say what... Why, you've been busy?
Oh, yeah, I've been swamped, and thanks to you. Tom suggested about a year ago, you know, I retired from education after 30 years and am sharing time, but live here in Arizona this time of year and got to know Tom. And we were interested in the real estate market, and Tom, coming from that career, said, well, you should get your real estate license and work with folks that you know from Washington State who may be moving down here, as well as people that we're getting to know in this area. So I said, yeah, maybe I'll do that. And so my wife, Pam, and I did just that 1 year ago almost, got our real estate license and thought we would dabble. And dabble we did until very recently. And it has truly, no pun intended, been a boom the last month or so, and it's really been interesting. I do appreciate the guidance that Tom gave, and not just getting started, but Tom being in real estate for so many years and kind of mentoring me through that process and slowly learning the process of selling and hopefully buying real estate as well. But it's been very interesting. In the area that we live in, which is Sun City, Arizona, it's a age-restricted retirement type community, but we're getting a lot of boomers coming down who are retiring, you know, ages 55 to 70, and just now retiring, looking for either a part-time or full-time place in Arizona to enjoy the great weather and the golf and the things that we enjoy. And so through a sphere of influence and people that I've known, boy, it has been just that. A lot of folks coming down from Washington State contacting us saying, can you help us find a place? This place is heaven. And so that's what we've been doing. So I've been trying to use some of the things in the book kind of to build a business plan rather than just, as we talk a lot, of just letting life happen. I mean, the phone's been ringing, people have been coming in, and we've been busy. But what I really need to do is the things that we talk about on this program every month is plan plan my days and plan for the career and the future and do a business plan for real estate, which we're going to open back up the book and get started on that. So that's what I've been doing. And so Tom and I have usually visited quite often, and we've both been busy doing entrepreneurial endeavors. So
I think the one of the very interesting points is that when I was mentioning to Terry over a year and a half ago about getting into real estate, the market was absolutely in the doldrums. It's not that it's so much greater now, but it is getting better. And what the idea was is right in the book, it says, become preparation in the path of opportunity, learn to connect the dots and achieve all you can conceive. So what Terry's done is used some of the principles out of the book where he's actually got prepared for when the market turns around, and this is an excellent time to be buying real estate. It doesn't have to be right now, but within the next 6 months to a year. with the market the way it is, I think you're being able to help people come and live in the great surroundings here in Sun City is going to be a really boom to everybody.
Yeah, it is really, it's really been interesting. And as I said, one of the things that both Pam and I need to do is we need to actually plan for the future and how we can market and how we can be more organized in our approach at this point. It's really come to us, which has been interesting. But I think we could even do better for folks in getting a business plan and looking toward the future in that way.
Right. That's really what we want. I mean, we're finding in our own lives that the things that are in the book do help us even in our retirement time. So a lot of times, and that's what we talk about a lot, is the baby boomers. There's 78 million people going to reach age 65 in the next 14 years. That's 10,000 people every day for the next 14 years. And the majority of these people do not have a plan. It's just going to happen to them. And just like with yourself, you've got the idea of what to do and how to get prepared in the path of the people that are coming so you can serve them better and your own needs. And this is what we're trying to teach people through the use of the book. This is what we're trying to do. And today we're broadcasting from Boomer and Babe's radio station that they have here in Youngtown. And we have a guest, Danielle, and we wanted to ask her to come on and talk to us about things that your company, Boomer and a Babe, is actually working on and how you help people like myself promote the book so we can help other people. We're asking you to help us so that we can get the book out and people can actually benefit from contacting us and using our services.
Well, hi, Tom and Terry, and thanks for having me on today. Boomer and the Babe is ebook publishers. So what we do is we take your book and put it out to help me out, Pete, here. It's any e-readers. So people who can go online, they can download your book and there they have it and benefit from all your infinite wisdom as far as setting goals and planning and what they need to do to prepare for the next part of life.
Did you read our book?
I am partway through your book, yes. I have loaned it out quite often, though. I worked with veterans, and I'm a veterans advocate, and so I've loaned your book out frequently to help veterans who come back from deployment and possibly can use advice from you on how to get started back into the world of the civilian life.
So, well, just let them know when you do that and you're working with veterans, because Terry and I have gone down to Madison Street here in Phoenix to teach the homeless vets how to get their plans and their lives straightened out. And so be sure you let them know that we do mentor. So all they have to do is email me, and I'll be very happy to work with them.
I will let you know. I do have quite a few contacts with veterans organizations. So.
Excellent, because we do it for a very low cost. For veterans, it's free, and for victims of domestic violence, like at Eve's Place, we do mentoring for free. We put classes together, we put seminars together, and that's really a big part of what we're doing. And then the sales, I need to explain that too. The sales of the book, the proceeds go to help autistic kids. So this is not just a financial venture as much as it's philanthropic. So,
wow, that's remarkable.
How your company can help us promote is really what we want to talk about. So I'll let you.
Sure.
I won't interrupt you again.
Yeah, that's all right.
For a little while.
Every Boomer Series author has an opportunity, as you do as well, to host their own show on the Boomer and the Babe network. So that is a fantastic way to get the message out and what you want to say and discuss your book. We have so many different media opportunities for getting your message out. We do videos. We have an online journal. So anything that you want to do as far as promoting either a product or a service or even an organization, we can help you out with creating a video to get you on the website, get you on YouTube, and talk to a wide audience.
Excellent. Well, to be blunt, I mean, I do appreciate being on the radio. I think Terry and I do like this, even though I played a trick on him today. We moved the studio. So, just to see if he was on his toes. But the idea is that we are looking for more ways, because that's the beauty of being able to help people is with your company, you're helping us promote, which basically when we actually get people to buy the book, and that supports autistic kids learn life lessons from golf. I think it's a win-win situation.
Yeah,
and then working with the veterans like you do, I think we were at our meeting this morning, and the gentleman was from the Marine Corps, and he was mentioning that there's 167,000 veterans with minus limbs that have been injured in the war. 167,000. And when everybody waves a flag and everybody says good things, but when these people come back after serving us,
right,
they get nothing.
Right.
Okay, here's your prosthesis, and now get out. You know, and everybody has all these good words, but there's no plan. How do these people get actually put back together? How did their lives get reinstated?
And the jobless rate just here in Arizona for veterans is...
It's dismal.
Yes, it's very dismal. And it's so unfortunate. If there's anyone that we should be out there helping, and you are doing that, you're taking that on with your book and conducting the seminars, and that's remarkable. But those are the people we need to be helping, because they've helped us. And they've put a lot of themselves into fighting for our freedoms. And that's really should be a focus of all of us Americans.
You know, the work that Tom and I have been doing with veterans and victims of domestic abuse as well then as seniors, we talk about we work with people in transition. And I think of baby boomers that I'm now working with in this business. They're in transition.
You are one.
Oh, I am.
Yes,
I definitely am.
Yeah, I am.
We're all in transition. You know, we're transitioning from another career. Veterans are transitioning from another career. So are baby boomers. And so really the concepts in the book and the concepts that we teach in our workshops are about how do we transition our lives? And that starts with a plan, a definition of what do we want for the rest of our lives. What does success mean? I mean, we actually talk about writing a definition of success. What does that mean for baby boomers who have just worked 30 or 40 years in a career and are now transitioning to another lifestyle? Well, it will either just happen to you or you can make it happen.
Right.
And in order to make it happen, you've got to develop the plan. And Tom's very consistent about saying we need to write the plan, write a business plan for you personally. Think of yourself now as a new business, even if you're a baby boomer transitioning to retirement in Sun City, Arizona. And so, you know, that's the work that I'm doing in real estate with people as we're talking about you're now transitioning to having another home, potentially a second, live in a new place. And so it's kind of been interesting, a little far-fetched, but we're actually housing some people until they can find a house, because that's part of the transition is learning the area. And now today I know my wife is shopping with people that they bought the house, but they have nothing in the house. So they're staying at our house, of course, until they can get bed, furniture, find out where the stores are. Now, it seems very simplistic, but that is a transition. And it takes a plan, and it takes time and development of that. And so I think as we talk about all the people that we work with, we talk about being in transition and how do we transition with a plan rather than letting it happen to you. And that's, I think, the most important part of our work.
I think what you just said is, you know, the way we start out with the book is there's basically six chapters. It's a workbook. It is not a difficult read. the things that you put down are difficult because most people don't think about their life. And what you mentioned, should I just wait until it happens to me or shall I plan to do it? The first thing they have to do is start the process, which is what do they define their success as being? And in success, it's different for every person.
Mm-hmm.
And I've defined success as being happy doing what you're doing. And last night my wife says, don't you realize you're getting old? And I said, no, I don't care about being old. I'm doing what I love doing. And so she said, no problem. I'm doing what I like doing, so I have a good time.
Well, that is success, being able to get up every morning
and be happy
about
it. Do
what you like to do and be happy about it, absolutely.
Because it all is going toward a written plan that I have, and I have to admit, nobody does it perfect, I don't think, where you look at your plan every day. So what a business plan, which is a personal life plan, is also can be one page, or it can be 30 or 50 or 100. If you have a business that you want to go into, it may have 30 or 40 pages of business material and another 70 pages of proofs that that's going to work, where you've actually done analytical studies on it. But for your life plan, I want you to be able to boil it down to an 8.5 by 11 and put it on your mirror that you read every day. So every day I do at least that much on my plan. I look it in my mirror, and on the side of it I have my 8.5 by 11, and I've got all my goals. Some of those goals I don't really get close enough to, and it's one of the things I'm working on here with Terry, is we're going to look, this has almost become a business. We've found out that the book really works, it helps people, but we need to have somebody that's actually encouraging the people to read the whole book. Like, you know, when you get started with your book, but it makes you, it moves you in a personal direction that you think, okay, I can do this. But then once you get to that next step, then you have to go back and look at the book, and so you get it finished. It's never a finished product. I mean, life is always something that's evolving, and those are some of the things that we try to help people get through.
And how often does your personal plan change or evolve?
I'm on a life plan that I've been on since I was 19.
Wow.
I've been retired 7 times because all I thought about was in Think and Grow Rich. He constantly, Napoleon Hill constantly talks about fixing your mind the exact amount of money you want,
mm-hmm.
and that's your focal point. Well, I did that every time, and I found out the only thing I did is set my sights too low. That's why I had to retire and get restarted. And then, of course, the economy is that a dollar that when I was young is not quite the same dollar as it is today. So the point of that is that your plan does evolve, but it's because you move to another plateau. I call them steps.
Right.
But as you move up a step, you find out, as you find out yourself with more money than you need to have your life and live your life, then you have obligations to your family, then you have obligations to your community, then you have obligations to your nation. And these are things that you have to function at a different level as you move to different places. And, I mean, it doesn't mean you have to move up. You might want to just be on a desert island somewhere and drink pina coladas or whatever it is that makes you happy. You know, I mean, whatever that thing is for you, that's what you should do. But what it is for me is being able to be more productive in the community that I'm living in.
Well, and I've found that again in working with you, Tom. You know, I developed my retirement life plan for my transition, and I think I speak to many baby boomers. When you have worked at least 30 years in a career, you've had a to-do list either handed to you or you've done it every day. And so things just happen. I mean, you set goals, but that was your lifestyle. Part of the transition, as I speak with baby boomers, is once they do retire, it's now what?
Right.
Nobody's telling them what to do.
Yeah, right. And there's a quandary because sometimes that they're not happy then because, yeah, they're not being told what to do or they're not sure what to do. They haven't developed that plan. And so that's part of planning for the transition and setting some goals for in retirement, whether it's another career or whether it's drinking pina coladas on the island. But kind of Danielle, in answer to your question to Tom as well, so now I need to do another chapter of life planning in that with Tom's help, I did that for a transition to retirement, what I wanted out of retirement. Mm-hmm. Now I have another career. And I have not sat down and gone through the book and planned for that career.
Right.
And so whether that's another level or another chapter or whatever we want to call it, yeah, I think you are constantly evolving and changing and redefining what success is and doing another plan for various stages of your life. But the key is to plan it, to write it, to think it through rather than to just get swamped by it.
So how many plans do you have, Terry? You've fairly reached most of your goals for your original plan up until this point. Now you have a personal plan that you've said you've worked on, and now you will be writing a plan for your real estate business.
Right.
Will that be separate, or did you incorporate them all together?
Well, the real estate business was part of my other plan, which was to do something in retirement, which I loved, which could add income and, you know, give me some work.
Sure.
Get up in the morning and have something forward to, although I looked forward to getting up and golfing every day, too. But,
most people do.
That's
you know,
good
because
you're a member at the club. So yeah. I feel like you're doing that.
I still do. So that was part of that plan. But now, you know, as I kind of opened up the show telling Tom, it kind of has just snowballed to the point where I need to now do a better job of taking this business and doing a business plan, that branch of the tree, if you will. And so I'm going to do that.
But that also you tied your life part of it into it. What you're trying to accomplish by being in the business. So it's a merging of the two things. I mean, a lot of times people say, "Oh, I have to go to work. I have to do this," and there are some things that are mundane and repeatable.
Sure.
And no matter where you're at, I'm a happy person basically, so I feel like I'm a success. Well, there are some things that I have to do that I don't really like to do, but those are just part of it, and that's part of the plan. Is this helping me reach a goal that I've set for myself?
Right.
And that establishes the balance in your life. See, because it's not all about making money. That's what I try to show in the book. You define what success means to you, but after you've taken care of food, clothing, and shelter, and a couple of little trinkets that you want around your house, you find out all the stuff. And when people transition in their life, as in move from one location to another, they just buy another house and fill it up with stuff. And what I'm trying to do, my wife and I had a house full of stuff in Manhattan Beach, California, and we were so happy to move to about a third or 20% of the size house. And we're very happy in our little house. It just happens to be on our golf course and et cetera, et cetera. But it's still a much smaller place, and we don't allow stuff to come into it and clutter us. So these are things that it's how do you get balance in your life? Because if it's only about making money, all you wind up doing is having a bunch of stuff. And I always tell people, you can tell how rich you are or how encumbered you are by how many keys you have, how many passwords you have. You have to lock up all this stuff. Well, what's the fun of that? You know, if you have to lock it up, why have it? You know, I mean, I don't mean you shouldn't have some nice things around you, but, you know, enough is enough. You know,
that should not be your focus.
Yeah.
Right.
There should, after you want balance, and for each. Like, I teach the ladies at Eve's Place for victims of domestic violence. And to the person, I ask them, well, what do you want in life? I want to help people. I mean, here they are in a shelter with nothing and one, two, or three kids. And they want to help people. And I say, you cannot help people if you cannot help yourself. That's what the plan is. And so what I've got them to do is, as simplistic as this sounds, I'm giving them, every time I go over there, they have to show me that every day they have written 10 things that they're going to do for themselves to improve their position, work toward their goal. I had them write their what they want, you know, their definition of success. Now, what are you doing for you today to get there? And it's amazing that I had one lady that she's finishing up theology school, and which is an online thing. But she's saying that she finally figured out that she can't help other people if she can't even support herself. She can't get food, clothing, and shelter for herself. She's of no use to the people that she wants to help. I mean, like, I asked her, I said, do you own a house? Do you rent a, do you have a place that you can call your own? No. Well, how are you going to go help the homeless? You are one. Oh. You know, she was, like, amazed to think that. You know, she wasn't able to help herself. But by getting down, that's where you start with the plan, where you're at now. And then you have to say, do I like where I'm at? If you like where you're at, stay there. That's not, that's a no-brainer. But if you say, well, no, this is not, and I am a good person, and I deserve better than my circumstances, and I work with them to understand, I give them a mirror, and I say, look in the mirror, you see that person? That's the one that's responsible for all your problems.
Right.
It's not your mom, it's not your dad, it's not your circumstances, it's not the mean boyfriend, it's none of those things, it's you. And all you have to do is learn to say a very important word, which, no, I'm not going to allow this stuff into my life. And it's working, but very slowly. You have to build up their confidence.
Similar concept when we worked with the veterans. And again, we're talking about people being in transition and taking control of the transition rather than letting it happen. And the hardest thing we had with that group, and as well as with Eve's Place, is getting them to write a to-do list. It was like, what are you doing tomorrow? And I remember last time I spoke with them, I said, what are you doing tomorrow to make your life better?
It kind of stumped you for a minute.
And they said, well, no. So are you going to make a phone call to a social service person? Are you going to the doctor? Are you going to get your child enrolled in school? What are the specific things you're going to do tomorrow to take a step forward in your life?
Right.
And write those down. And that was a concept, and same with the vets that we talked to, because they were in transition. And I'll take it right to baby boomers. It's the same thing. When you retire, unless you're saying, what am I going to do tomorrow to make my life really fulfilled or improve it, and write that down and start with a to-do list or a plan for success, as we're talking about, you will either just wallow and nothing will happen, or it will happen to you. And that's really the whole point of some of the – it's a very simplistic concept that's really difficult, though.
Well, I can see with veterans, I can see what you're saying, because for years, and depending how long they were involved in the military, they had so much structure in their lives, and they were told what to do, when to do it, how to do it, and that's it.
Right.
So coming out and being on their own without that sort of guidance, I'm sure that it's probably a little bit tougher for you to be able to get through to them, to make them realize it's on them. It's they have to make that next step, and they have to make that decision.
You're exactly right, and it kind of goes in two steps. First, you have to get them to vision what is success. What's that look like when I'm successful? And so, you know, one of the things we talked about, too, with them is picture it like a movie. Go to the end and the happy ending and picture that happy ending. Then let's rewind the movie back. How did you get there? And then write down tomorrow how you're going to start on that path to get to that happy ending. So one was envisioning success. It would be a home of my own, or the job I want, or to golf every day in retirement, whatever it may be, to really set that vision very clearly. And then rewind that. What would I have to do to get there? And more specifically, what would I have to do today or tomorrow to start there? And then write it. And we know when we write it, it's just an amazing difference than just saying it to yourself. When you write it and stick it on the fridge or on the counter or whatever and have to read it, oh, yeah, I got to do that. Mm-hmm. And simplistic concept, but it is a very big part of the book as well as our training and really, of I think, being successful in transitioning.
I think one of the things that one of the ladies talked to me about last night was she was talking to a welder that is paraplegic, quadriplegic, and no, paraplegic. And anyway, he was having nothing going on in his life. He fell off of a high rise and injured himself and couldn't work anymore. So it's like here he is with this fragile body and he can't do anything. And she went and told him what I had said in my class and said that he's responsible for he is responsible for his own life and where he's at. And so the idea is that he went away and thought about that for a couple of days. And when they talked again later, he said, you know, I still have some very big talents. I have some skills. I'm a welder. And I think I'm going to go teach welding in a community college or some setting where I can go and be a help and help other people learn welding, but learn safety issues that might have saved them from being like me. And just having that confidence, I mean, he's now got a purpose in his life other than, well, I'm just alive. What if I'm useless? It's the same thing with the veterans when they... I mean, we're talking about young people that have the whole world. They think they're bulletproof. I mean, I went through the service. I mean, I was absolutely bulletproof. Nothing could hurt me. Well, you know, all of a sudden they don't have limbs and they're not bulletproof anymore. So they don't realize that they have skills. So part of what you have to do in doing this and defining what success is look at what your skill sets are. What I mean, okay, I'm a machine gunner. I learned to shoot a 50 caliber in Afghanistan. But there's some other skills. That skill may not be a necessary one here in this country now. So what they have to do is look at what else the military taught them, and then what other benefits can they get from the military? Because there's some new training things for them, and there's things that they can go and get, but they have a skill set.
They just don't realize
They don't realize it because they don't write it. And that's what Terry's talking about here, is you absolutely cannot just sit in. This book is a workbook for your success. And in it, it's very simple. I mean, it asks you questions where you try to figure out, you know, who am I? What do I truly need to be successful? That's your personal part. Then you go into your financial, list all of your assets and liabilities. This is the monetary. You can say, I don't have any money. But if you're a wounded veteran, you have benefits. You have entitlements. And what does that add up to? And what's the monetize anything that you have if you're a wounded veteran? But if you're just a regular person who has a high school education, or maybe I even talk to people that are with college degrees, and they don't know what the heck they're going to do next because they've come out of this cocoon of being in the corporate world, and then all of a sudden, oh, I'm retired. Well, it used to be that the insurance companies bet you would die 1.9 years after you retired, so they weren't going to pay you very long. But now people are getting a little smarter and saying, no, I got certain benefits, and I'm going to put all my assets together. And, oh, gee, the ones I don't have that I do need in order to get to this new place that I've decided I want to be, I need these following assets. I need more education. Well, they can come to Rio Salado and hear Tom and Jerry.
On April 21st.
And we do teach our class at community college, and we're available to do this stuff. But the thing is, there's programs like ours. We're not the only one in the world, but we're the one, I think, that cuts out most of the verbiage so you can get right to helping yourself.
Okay, I wanted to go back and ask Danielle and Pete's here with us too. How does the e-book actually work? So for folks who might be listening and say, I'd like to see that book online. Tell me the steps about how that works. So if someone wanted to read our book And then, well, we know how they can contact us, but.
Right. Well, I'm going to let Pete take that one because he is.
The process is simply Tom now has written the book. Tom
right.
and his son have written the book. We have the book in its hard copy form, and we also have it in form of a Word document. So that Word document then, Deborah actually physically takes that Word document and puts it up to the various e-readers. And there's a little bit of a process there that I'm not going to bother everybody with, but the process nonetheless converts it to being an e-reader book. And so then it will be able to be purchased online through places like the Nook and Kobo readers and iPad and so on and so forth. Anybody that has an e-reader in that e-reader system, they will be able to find that book. And they will be able to find it as part of the Boomer Series books or group, which we have a lot of authors like Tom, and we have doctors and lawyers and Indian chiefs and all these folks that have written books for a lot pertaining to boomers and boomer lifestyles. And those books are all going to be put together as the Boomer Series books, and then we'll be doing a push on that series. And then everybody's book will be available. They can find it online, and they can purchase it and download it onto their reader or onto their iPhone or onto their iPad or onto their laptop or your PC, whatever, and you can read it right there online. Now, in the event of Tom's books, I was just discussing that with him this morning. He's got a lot of workbook type things in there and a lot of fill in the blank stuff and charts and so on. What we're going to do with that, through Deborah and her wily ways of getting things done, because she knows she is the know all and be all when it comes to that stuff, she's actually going to be able to take that. And in place of those charts, she's going to refer the reader, to go to the website.
Okay.
And they will be able to download and print off that PDF to do those, to answer those questions right off of your website. So you're going to get a little more bang for your buck there by having it in your website as well.
Yeah, so the nice thing is that the people, if they buy the e-reader, which will be very inexpensive, right? So, I mean, it's much cheaper than buying the physical book.
Oh, yes, yes. It's probably going to be $4.95 or something like that online. And then a percentage of that goes to the author to do with as he sees fit, whether you keep it or give it to autism or whatever. And a certain amount of it goes to the people that are actually doing the publishing of the book, the Kobo people or the iPhone, iPad people and so on and so forth. Whoever has posted it on their e-service, e-reader service, they get a portion of that proceed as well.
So the bottom line is that the people that buy the book online, they do know that the majority of the money that does come in to the author is going to go to help autistic kids. And what I think we should talk a little bit about that too, because I did have that on my list. You know, what's actually happening? I own Sin City Country Club with my brother, and we have two teaching pros. One's Bob Schuler, who's a PGA, and then we're very fortunate to have Penny Pulse, who's 18 years on LPGA. She was the top 10, a two-time winner on tour, and she has her academy at the Sin City Country Club here in Sin City, Arizona. She has gone to the autistic group here in Phoenix and has been certified to teach autistic kids and actually special needs kids, but with an emphasis on autism. And what we've found is that if we can get kids to come in while they're young, golf is the only physically active thing that teaches kids to have social skills, because golf is a social game. It's the only game in the world where you have no referee. The individual has the etiquette to call on themselves. If they have a misstep or they've done something wrong, they have to turn themselves in. Very unusual. It's not, you don't argue with the referee because you look in the mirror and you're the referee. So we teach, Penny teaches these kids. And I've set up 10 scholarships already, and that was about 2 months ago, and we've only got 6 kids. Now, we put out messages to different e-lists where we were talking about over 17,000 people, and I've heard there's no programs for autistic kids. Well, how about free at Sun City Country Club?
Yes, that's remarkable.
It's free, and we only have 6, and there's four slots open for this next class. And that's what we're doing to fund. We will eventually get tuned into the right places where people will actually see the value of bringing them over
right.
to have this great teacher actually teaching
Absolutely.
People to do this.
Well, and I think that's the beauty of what Boomer and the Babe provides, you know, this platform for you to be able to get on the Blog Talk Radio and get your message out there to fill that those 4 spots, you know,
right.
for those autistic children that need it. I think that's remarkable that you're doing that program as it is. So good luck with that.
So that is one of the things that we are trying to do. So, you know, it's like Terry's talking about trying to do his plan for his business part, and he's also looking at his personal part. So how do you combine doing those 2 things? And one of them is by looking through the book. It's very simple. We invite people to go online and see us. Our website is successorfailure.org, and you can contact either one of us, Terry at successorfailure.org, or myself, Tom at successorfailure.org, and ask us questions. We are available, and I wanted to mention something else about the book as a business. I am doing a market search for a CEO for the company, and somebody that will run this as a company and expand it, because I probably sold 1,500 books and mostly given away, but I've purchased 1,500 books, and the reason that I give them away is that, like at Eve's Place and different
sure.
places like that, there's people really don't have any funds to help themselves. But we do work with nonprofits where the book is a $20 book. If a nonprofit sells it to their group, they wind up getting 50% of the money, and then $10 comes back to us, and we give the majority of that to help autistic kids, and then the other money goes to help the organization that is promoting our book. So we think those are our marketplaces, but the bottom line is marketplaces to the individual people that can use the book. I mean, it works for all of us, especially
right.
in these times of economic turmoil. You know, how do you get your financial life, how do you get your personal life in line so that you are maximizing, I don't like maximizing, but optimizing
mm-hmm.
your lifestyle, so you're not running too hard, but you're still getting a lot accomplished.
There you go. And the other thing we have coming up, I kind of briefly mentioned it, we're doing another class for Rio Salado Community College, which is in Surprise, Arizona, on April 21st. It will be a follow-up and also some new stuff as well. Tom and I did a class for them last semester. We were asked to come back and do another class utilizing the book, but also other things that we've learned along the way, and it should be a good time. It was last time, and if anyone is in the area and wanted to join us, that's at the RISE program at Rio Salado Community College in Surprise, Arizona. And we'll probably be talking about that next month after the class is over by then. But if you're in the area, certainly check into that.
I have to tell you that this was not presented by Tom and Terry. It was Terry, and he did a fantastic job. I think I talked to some of the administrators over there, and they said that they had more comments on Terry as a presenter than any class they'd ever had over there.
Wow.
So the people, and, you know, these are older people, these are senior citizens in most part, that were understanding that there was more to life than, you know, just, okay, I get up in the morning and I try to fix myself up and doesn't watch TV all day.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, you know, if you're alive, there's things for you to do.
We can all improve and we can all set goals. And sometimes we just need to hear those things again.
Right.
Even though I may be 70 or 75 years old, so what do you want to do with your life? You know,
right.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
Right.
And it's still a question, and so we'll be presenting. But it's not all senior citizens too. We had some business folks, and we tailor that workshop as well for businesses. And so, we enjoy that.
I think the one thing for the listeners out there is that we have programs that are set up for individuals. We do mentoring. Individual people can contact us by email. We do have, that's a paid program. But if you go through an organization like East Place or Homeless Vets or one of the community colleges, we will come out and for free, we will come in and give you a seminar that we can structure it to fit anybody's needs. So if they have a 1 hour or a 2 hour program, or if they want an all day seminar. So we are, as I said, I'm looking for a CEO to take this to the next level as a business, because I'm finding that it is helping. Like when Penny teaches these kids, I'll tell you this one child that she had, she was teaching him, and she was not thinking that she was doing much good for him. Kid didn't talk,
right.
And he would act up a little bit. And so Penny talked, after about 6 weeks, Penny talked to the mom and said, you know, I don't know if you're getting anything for your money, if this is really helping you. And mom almost broke down in tears and said, this is the only thing that my son looks forward to all week.
Wow.
So, I mean, you get some really good things that happen from being able to help other people.
Absolutely.
So,
that seems like very rewarding for Penny
and Jim
to be able to be in that, because it's hard to get a response. I don't know a lot about autism, but I have a neighbor who has an autistic child, and it's just very difficult to get any sort of response at all. So for that child to be able to look forward to and verbalize that, then obviously Penny is doing
what she's meeting her goals.
Yeah,
she's really a remarkable teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, she can be a little bit gruff sometimes, but the point is,
can't we all?
She's been on tour, and she has to learn to react to the people that she's dealing with at the time. And that is really one of her major strengths,
mm-hmm.
is that she can talk to these. I mean, she has a heart as big as Texas. I mean, she works with these young kids, and I don't know if I have the patience to do that. So that's good that there are people that do
Absolutely.
That kind of thing. And that's one of the major rewards. What we've found is that my deal with working with autistic kids is I really enjoy seeing them progress. You see somebody like I've mentioned it before on the air, but my son has a lady that's his office manager in his property management business, and she had twins that were autistic, and the son was, they told the mom, save your money, you're going to have to support this child all their whole life. Well, the mom didn't take that and worked with the kids, and I've seen them turn into really productive human beings. Right now, came here. We got them from California to move over to Arizona. They went through Centennial High School, got a great education over there, and they're both honor students at Arizona University.
Wow.
They both have full ride scholarships on their own academic achievement.
That's remarkable.
Their brains are unbelievable. I mean, multi-talented kids. But the mom just stayed with them, and that's why I'm so passionate about helping autistic kids.
Absolutely.
Because on the whole, they can actually, they're not going to help everyone, but if you get them young enough, you can actually get their dots connected.
Right.
So they just need to get their social skills and their brains wired up properly.
Right.
And that can be done. So I know we're running short on time.
You know, I think I've said all I have to say other than I promise you I will develop a new plan, Tom.
And
you
in writing.
In writing, and you'll just have to hold me to it, and I'll keep everyone posted on how I'm doing next month.
Okay.
So,
very good.
How about you? Anything else?
Well, the main thing is that we're looking for somebody that has experience in publishing and or seminars, somebody that's worked for a company like Covey, Franklin Covey, somebody that has that experience that wants to bring this book to more and more people. So we can offer a lot. Terry is an absolute excellent presenter, so we have that covered, and I'm willing to go to most any place that where there's a big enough group for us to actually be. We do, like when we'll teach, like in some of the cases, we'll have as small as 5 or 10 people and as many as 50 or 100. So it really, we can tailor a program to what people need. And I personally want to thank Pete and Danielle for helping us out today, because we did move the show. And
I found it.
I'm very happy that Terry's a trail finder. He followed the path and got here. So that is part of my lack of communication. I apologize for that.
All right.
But I want to thank everybody for joining in with us.
And thank you for inviting us.
And we'll look forward to the e-books.
Absolutely.
And you'll keep us posted on that. So. Yeah. With that, we want to thank you for joining us on Success or Failure with Tom and Terry. We hope that you'll join us next month. We're live at 9 a.m. on the last Wednesday of the month, or you can catch us anytime on www.blogtalkradio.com/boomerandbabe. In the meantime, feel free to comment and join in the discussion by emailing us at successorfailure.org. Once again, this is Dr. Terry Munther and Tom Legering reminding you that success or failure, the choice is yours.
You've been listening to Success or Failure with Tom Legering and Terry Munther. Success or Failure is a Boomer and the Babe Enterprises radio production. Contact them at boomerandthebabe.com.